from Nevada Public Radio. I'm Ann Davis. This is State of Nevada. If you need an organ transplant, burn care, or Alzheimer's treatment, then you have a good chance of being sent to the Las Vegas Medical District. That area, around Charleston Boulevard, between downtown and Valley View, is home to the Lou Ruvo Center for Brain Health, UNLV's Kirk Kerkorian School of Medicine, University Medical Center, Valley Hospital, and other smaller specialty clinics. Since the city of Las Vegas established it nearly 30 years ago, the medical district has grown to encompass nearly 700 acres. And now, even more development is on the horizon. A recently completed $75 million project, improved sidewalks and streets, and planted shade trees, and forthcoming apartment complexes and a hotel will expand nearby accommodations. So, the mission of the medical district is the same, but its face is certainly changing. Here to discuss what's going on in that area and what it means for residents is Las Vegas Councilman Brian Knutson, who is also Las Vegas's mayor pro tem. His district, Ward 1, includes the medical district. Brian, welcome back to State of Nevada.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So as I understand it, you have a very personal catalyst for your advocacy for expanding medical services here, and it involves both your brother and your son. Would you share a little bit about that with me?
Yeah, I'll talk about my son first, Andrew. He's 9 and a half now. He's super healthy now. And part of that is because of the care we received at University Medical Center, UMC. I spent over a month there with him in the ICU and then two subsequent visits with him for pretty serious lung and neck infections. So we received great care there. But I can tell you, from my brother, who had cancer my entire childhood, I grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah. The standard of care in Nevada is different. The state infrastructure for healthcare is not what you would find in other states. And that's what really drove me to run for office and been really my sole focus in improving healthcare within Southern Nevada. Like, we have great doctors, great nurses, UMC is great, but there's a lot more we can do to improve healthcare here in Southern Nevada.
Yeah, that's what I've heard in reporting on this, is that a lot of wonderful practitioners here, but the services, we just don't have enough of them to keep people in state.
That's accurate. And when you're sitting at 3 o'clock in the morning listening to a medical student or a nurse, you have the most interesting conversations. And that's what I chose to talk to them about, is what would keep you here? What would help you grow your practice? What do you need? And that's really what I attribute to some of the growth in the medical district. They told me exactly what they wanted. They wanted a place where they could live, work, and play, and that's what the city has really focused in on, is building up a medical district where those healthcare professionals can be proud to live, work, and play there.
Yeah, and speaking of building up the medical district, the most recent news coming out of that area is that the city of Las Vegas is awarding $10 million to a prospective bioscience incubator lab developer and operator. What is that, and how will that benefit residents?
So this is the most, it's difficult to talk about, but I'm super excited. So I'm going to try and do it in my minute and 30 seconds. Those physicians, really fantastic physicians who provide amazing care, they also want to do research. And it's a really important component to a growing and evolving medical district, is allowing those physicians to do research. And that's something that's currently missing in our medical district. We've tried to bring in some incubator lab space and kind of struggled for a variety of reasons. And so this is the city's effort to make sure that the rest of the world knows that Las Vegas is a great place to do business. And we want to bring in some practicing physicians who can do research on healthcare or biotech within the medical district. It's the best way we can use to improve healthcare, but also create some high-paying jobs within the medical district.
Okay, so it sounds like it's going to be a laboratory that medications come out of, or like medical research studies come out of?
I think it's the beginning of a lot. We are going to share with the world, and this is going to the top enterprises throughout the world in biotech or biohealth, to say, we want you to come to Las Vegas and open up shop here. So it could be pharmaceuticals, it could be healthcare-related issues, it could be medical devices, it could be a host of things. What we want to do is make sure that we're creating an environment for high-paying jobs in the healthcare sector.
Okay. We also have Mason Van Howling here. He's the CEO of University Medical Center, also known as UMC. Mason, welcome back to State of Nevada.
Good morning to you and everyone that's listening this morning.
So UMC has been active in these expansions too. You recently added two healing gardens to the hospital campus, and a $55 million campus improvement project was projected to end this summer. That's a lot of money. What is your end goal for these investments? What is the purpose of these?
Well, as Councilman Knudsen mentioned, we have been really pushing the medical community and UMC in particular to make significant investment, both from the county, but also in collaboration with the city. And this medical district has really been a zone for growth for the medicine, and literally is changing in front of our eyes. So we've made significant investments, not only inside the hospital, but also the exterior to reflect the great care that's happening at UMC.
Okay. Now, UMC is the county's only public hospital. Does that mean the funding for these improvements was also public money?
You know, UMC is actually the largest public hospital in the state and the largest academic medical center in the state. So, yeah, so a lot of this investment is coming directly from the county in collaboration with the city's investment in the medical district to be able to allow us to really grow medicine, as Councilman Knudsen said. And we're doing it in partnership with all the neighbors within the medical district. So, you know, the exterior revitalization of UMC to really beautify and unify the campus. We made some significant investments in becoming a comprehensive stroke center, and we've got a list of other projects that we have in the pipeline to add to more investment in the state of Nevada.
Now, how will, because you said that this was county money, public money, how will federal cuts to programs like Medicaid impact future development, both at UMC and then also the wider medical district? Is this going to have a bit of an impact here?
It certainly will. As HR 1 or the big bill evolved, we've been scenario planning, not only UMC, but really every hospital throughout the state and the rest of the United States. It certainly is going to set back at least the reimbursements, but UMC is really set up to grow in the future, and we're excited to do that in the medical district.
Now, it's hard to talk about medical services here, including those within the medical district, without also discussing Vegas's kind of long-term provider shortage. What's that currently like for UMC? Have you seen any improvements on that front? What are you guys doing to ameliorate that?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot on the academic graduate medical front. Not only the state's made significant investments, but also, UNLV, Roseman, and Toro are doing their part to grow medical students and residencies, not only in Clark County, but throughout the state. So we're still committed to that, to growing our doctors, and it's starting to make a turn for the better on doctors remaining in Nevada.
Oh, that's really good news. So you are seeing improvements then?
We are. We're seeing some stabilization of that, but we can't let up yet. We've got to continue to make those investments because they do take several years to mature, but we're seeing doctors wanting to stay here in Nevada and grow and be a part of what Councilman Knudsen was talking about, raising the bar and pushing medicine for Las Vegas.
Now, about raising the bar, about pushing medicine, on the services front, you've also expanded your organ transplant program, and you've been building out your surgical robotics capabilities. You just mentioned, you know, bolstering your stroke services. Are there any plans for the near future on new services UMC will be filling the gap on, so to speak, that are new to Southern Nevada?
We certainly are, Ann. You know, we've become comprehensive stroke, which was a big thing for the medical district. We're doing some pediatric improvements and refreshes on our children's hospital. We're adding acute care rehab. We're adding 30 beds over the next year and a half, 2 years, which will allow for treatment of those stroke patients and trauma. We're also looking at a 24-hour quick care right on Charleston, allow for non-emergent or semi-emergent cases to be seen around the clock. We're looking at liver care as well. And then we also have a great infusion center that's doing antibody therapy, blood platelet transfusions, and a lot of other good things related to infusion clinics right here in the medical district.
So I would imagine all of this will be happening relatively soon. How soon can people see some of these new services coming online?
Yeah, a lot of them are, you know, 6 months to a year out. As we continue to look at, we're going to also grow a new lab that's going to expand out lab services right in the medical district. We're moving our great lab that we have today and moving it outside the hospital, and going to be adding expanding lab services for the medical district, which will include a blood donor center as well with our partners of Vitalant. So some of these are short, but range, but also some will take 2 to 3 years, but we continue to look forward to doing these projects side by side with the city of Las Vegas.
Absolutely. Now, Brian, I want to go back to you. As I mentioned at the top of the show, there is a 100-plus room Hilton Hotel planned for the Medical District. The City Council unanimously approved this project, and it's set to be built on city land. However, there have been doubts that this is really what the Medical District needs. People have said that they want more medical services or some sort of subsidized short-term housing for patients and families, not a for-profit hotel. That's also been the critique with the forthcoming apartment buildings, which are funded with public money. What is your response to these criticisms that this is not really what the medical district needs right now?
I would ask if they've actually spent a month at a hospital with a sick child. And there's lots of people who have that experience. And so if you are, and UMC is a great place, so I'm not knocking UMC, but spending 30 days on a chair in a hospital makes you really yearn for a place where you can go and take a shower and refresh. So I would strongly disagree. I think the medical district is growing and evolving so that we can be compared to other great medical districts around the country. Hotels are a part of that. The apartment complex is private, is not publicly funded.
Okay, gotcha.
So we worked with that apartment complex developer to make some of their units affordable so that medical students or dental students or nursing students could afford to live there. But it's a completely private development.
Okay. How many of those units will be affordable? Is there like a percentage?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's 12 to 15%, I think.
Okay.
And that apartment complex should break ground sometime later this year. And like I said from the beginning, when you're sleeping on a chair in UMC and your sick child is next to you, you have the most interesting conversations with medical students and nurses and physicians who say, this is what it takes for me to stay in Las Vegas, for me to stay in Nevada. I need to be able to afford to live here. And so this is about creating that environment where those physicians can stay and be successful here.
So this is going to kind of help our retention problem then, is the goal.
That is the goal, yes. They want to live near where they work. They want to be able to go, their request was a Thai food restaurant. So we have Latai right there in the medical district. They want gym amenities so they can work out because they work really long days. So that's the city's role. Mason mentioned our partnership. The city has a role in creating an environment where those healthcare professionals love where they work, and that's the city's job.
Okay. And the situation beforehand was there was just not enough housing for physicians and practitioners in that area of town.
So if you're familiar with it, it's right off of Rancho and Charleston. So around the medical district are some of the wealthiest neighborhoods we have. So they're very expensive homes. They're people who are long-standing relationships in Las Vegas. If you're a new graduating student from UNLV, you most likely are not going to be able to afford to live there. And so you're going to end up living further and further away from the area where you're going to practice. And that makes it difficult to raise a family. It makes it difficult to live, honestly. And so the city wanted to make sure we create an environment where those new doctors, those new nurses, those new dentists can afford to live and love where they work.
Yeah. Now, with all this money that's being invested into the medical district, is there any that's being used for sort of like marketing this to people who might not know about the district's existence and services?
It was coined the hot medical district a few weeks ago at a council meeting. I think we're doing a pretty good job of getting the word out in Southern Nevada. The BioHealth Challenge, which is that $10 million competition, is really reaching out to companies across the globe to say, this is where we want you to invest in. And we've also been really good partners with our higher education institutions here in Nevada. So the new things the city is doing is we're also focusing in on mental health care. I know that's a challenge for a lot of your listeners. Their kids are experiencing mental health challenges. They may be experiencing mental health challenges. The city, and I'm grateful for our council for supporting this, just partnered with Nevada State University to encourage additional undergraduate programs in things like speech pathology and kinesiology, things that can support children and the growing needs of our children in our community. So the city is creating this environment where higher education can thrive, where hospitals can thrive, and where the professionals that staff them love being there.
All right. Brian Knutson is Mayor Pro Tem and a councilman for the city of Las Vegas. And Mason Van Howling is CEO of University Medical Center. Brian and Mason, thank you both so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the opportunity.
This is State of Nevada.
This has been KNPR's State of Nevada. It's produced in Las Vegas by Nevada Public Radio. You can support thoughtful and engaging conversations just like these about issues that matter most to you by becoming a member at knpr.org. Also, for the latest news and updates, Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Blue Sky at Nevada Public Radio. You can also get in touch with us by sending us an email to son@knpr.org. I'm Paul Boger. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.